Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that was good. And welcome to Stalking Time for the Moon Boys with me, David Baddiel.
Hello, and Tim Hinks.
Hello, and Tim Hinks. That's a new one. Hello, and Tim Hinks.
I was just thinking about, you know, like this, we're putting this podcast out, like, it feels like from where we are today, sort of deep into the virus.
Yeah, deep into crisis. Virus land.
Who knows what's going on in the world?
Yeah, and indeed, if aliens appear in, say, I don't know, 27 years' time when there's no humans left on the Earth. And amongst the things they discover are, you know, pictures of Donald Trump and, you know, toilet roll.
Like Pompeii sort of thing, like piecing together what
happened. And then, it's Talking Time for the Moon Boys, Series 5 episode, whatever this is. What will they make of it?
I think they'll think it's interesting how much you can get out of what seems quite narrow about Bowie, who they'll definitely know. They would
Bowie might call them before he died.
That's the thing. You know, so they'll have statues for...
Yeah. It'll probably be about 5 years.
Yeah. They'll think, oh, is it just about Bowie?
Yeah.
And then one of them will say, oh, it's amazing how much you can expand on
when
that.
When are the aliens going to speak?
Sorry, I should clear my throat.
Yeah. What I quite like about them, of course, is they were a little bit like the Smash robots, who are still remain our go-to alien voice, certainly for our generation.
Let's imagine the Smash robots never happened.
Yeah.
Give me what you're going to go to now.
I don't
now.
Know what you could possibly think about.
What are you going to now?
What, for an alien?
Yeah.
So there's no Smash robot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's difficult.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? They are
perhaps a deeper voice, because they are quite high-voiced. The Smash robots are all, Smash robots!
That's on the buses.
Yes, it is. Yes, but they're kind of high-shrill, aren't they, because they're tin.
They're quite Dalek-y.
Yeah, Dalek-y, exactly. Whereas I think you could imagine that aliens are deep-voiced.
What was their joke? Oh, human beings eat these funny potatoes.
That's
good. Wasn't the joke?
They thought it was funny that human beings mashed up potatoes, actual potatoes, instead of using powder that you could use like in schools in 1978.
Yeah.
Smash. Your water, yeah. I mean, I used to like Smash actually quite a lot.
Again, for Bella, who's young, this was powdered. This was mashed potato powdered.
You can still get it.
Oh, you've tried it?
You can still get it, can't you?
Can you?
Well,
can you?
Instant mash, surely, yes. I'm imagining. I don't know if you can get actual Smash.
So you would add water and it would... I don't remember if I had it. Is that what we had at school, do you think?
Yes, you'd add water. Yeah. It would be a quicker and cheaper, presumably, way of making mashed potato. If you consider Smash to be mashed potato, because maybe it isn't.
It's made of...
Let's look it up. It'd be potato starch, won't it?
There we are, Smash. Launched in the 1960s.
Yeah.
By Cadbury.
Oh, is it Cadbury?
Yeah, yeah. Right. They're just one of those... conglomerates, aren't they?
Yeah.
As you say, the aliens watch humans preparing mashed potatoes in the traditional way, instead of using potato granules, and laugh at them.
One of the things about the Smash robots, who, by the way, I refer to in my new children's book. My new children's book is about a future child who comes back to our time and eats. One of the things they do is they go to school and they eat mashed potato. And they're sort of amazed by it because all the food in the future is sort of grown in laboratories.
Okay, that's interesting.
And he's very excited because they think they're eating real mashed potato. And then the other child from this time says, no, it's just made in a packet.
Right.
And then refers to the Smash robots. But now I've said it, are the Smash robots just robots or are they aliens?
Yeah, I did think that when you said it earlier. I've always thought they were aliens.
But they're robots.
Well, let's just see.
Like robots.
On Wikipedia.
It could be that in the 60s and 70s, there was a grey area between robots and aliens.
I think there is, but there's quite a statement here that I haven't really... Do you know what Wikipedia refers to them as?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I want you to tell me.
The opposite of what you said. Yeah. Smash Martians.
Oh, they're Martians.
So they're from Mars.
Oh, right.
They're a family of... This now twists and turns. Right. Like, this is extraordinary. The second sentence says, they were a family of Martian robots.
Oh, no, that's very confusing.
That's
amazing. You know what that suggests? That there are Martians who have made robots, but we never see them in the Smash adverts.
Yeah, you're quite right.
You know, presumably the Martians...
That's amazing.
The Martians are like, okay, we don't want to make our own potato, right, because we're a super race. We'll create robots to cook for us.
We can't grow potatoes, probably.
We can't grow that on the atmosphere in Mars and the soil in Mars. I know what we'll do. We'll create robots to do it. But then surely the advert should cut at some point to the Martians relaxing in front of the
telly. Do you know who'd hate Mars?
Huh?
Do you know who would hate Mars? Russ Abbott.
Why?
Because he likes a party with an atmosphere, doesn't
he? Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Oh, he loves a party with an atmosphere.
I'm now worried that this show has become Do You Remember, essentially.
Sorry, I won't go on about Russ Abbott, but you think...
You want to go on about Russ Abbott?
I'd only say, I always felt about that song. What I want from Russ is I need a way of understanding his predilections and what he thinks about the world. I need a smaller group than that, because...
Well, I love a party with a happy atmosphere.
I love a party with an atmosphere.
It's a happy atmosphere, isn't it?
Can I just pin in both of those for a second? I mean, because otherwise I'll lose the website. The thing, phrases about food, which give me slightly, it's slightly sort of like a chalk down a blackbird. The smash continues to
blackbird, by the way.
Yeah, like chalk
bird.
Down a blackbird. That's what I meant.
Bird.
Chalk down a blackbird.
Okay, that's unlikely. It'd be quite hard to
it's quite pleasant.
Write on a blackbird.
Do I make it sound unpleasant?
I mean, I know schools are quite strapped for cash at the moment, but if they had to replace blackboards with blackbirds, it would make lessons very difficult.
It would be
especially because they don't use chalk anymore. They tend to use magic markers, don't they, on whiteboards.
On whiteboards,
yeah.
But on a blackbird, you go back to chalk. It's more environmentally friendly.
On a blackbird, yeah, certainly. Let's not even talk about what you'd have on a whitebird.
Smash continues to be popular in the United Kingdom.
Oh, does it? Well, there you are, you see. So
they did a healthier version.
I'm up to date with my children's
book. A healthy version in 2006, a healthy recipe.
What was healthier
about
it?
When it says it's popular, it says selling 140 million servings a year.
Wow.
I hate that notion. What's a serving? That's like only food people say.
It's what they have on packets, don't they? On a packet of anything, they will say... Two servings is 4 ounces or whatever, won't they? And then the nutritional information will be based on the serving.
Yes.
And they'll sometimes also have a picture in which they'll say, serving picture?
Suggestion. Yeah.
Thank you.
Serving picture.
I knew picture was wrong, but yes, a serving suggestion. Yeah. Which, if it's smash, I wonder if they do have a serving suggestion, because really, what can you do beyond... Two scoops.
No, well, I think,
or possibly three scoops.
Yeah.
If you're crazy.
It's more about what you serve it with, which is a whole other thing, isn't
Sausages
it?
Sausages and peas.
That's what I mean. It's
gravy in the 70s.
But things like servings make me slightly on edge. In the same way that I remember a teacher saying, you need to make sure you have at least one hot meal a day.
Yeah.
And it just, there's something about hot meal, which makes you slightly depressed as a notion.
Yeah, so I agree with you. It is a bit depressing. And also wrong, because actually, you need to check that you've got at least one meal a day. If you ate just vegetables, raw vegetables, that would probably be healthier
than
most hot meals.
There's something claustrophobic, and the same, I don't know if it's about the word heat, you know, sure you have a hot drink. Just seems to me, that's a slight invasion of my privacy somehow.
Is it?
Like, decide what drink I'm going to have.
Does it imply that you are slightly invalided? I mean, our whole culture, especially British culture, is like, oh, there's something comforting about a hot drink, and like, when people say, oh, put the kettle on.
Oh, so you want a warm drink.
Put the kettle on, they're not thinking... Oh, I'll stop it before it's completely boiled so it's cold. They are.
For some reason, warm drink
comforted.
Is better.
Is it?
Maybe it's about the hot drink.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
You don't want a hot drink, do you? You want a warm drink.
Well, yeah, you don't want a hot drink because it will burn your mouth, but no one says, would you like a warm drink?
No, they don't. I'm just feeling... I've ever said that.
That implies to me something slightly sexual.
Really?
It sounds like a euphemism for something.
A warm drink?
Like a warm drink, yeah, slightly water sportsy.
Wow.
That's what it implies to me. You know, because of the temperature of urine.
I'd say the temperature
is warm
is
rather
sort of
than
tepid,
hot.
Isn't it?
Tepid.
Would you like a hot chocolate served?
Well, that sounds, because of what I've said now, that sounds incredibly like that's
okay.
A sexual thing.
Would you like a coffee served at urine temperature?
Yes. That's
I don't think you would.
Much more comforting.
No, I think that's too cool.
Oh, too cool?
I don't think that's hot enough.
Oh, I see. No, yeah, urine temperature, you're right.
It's sort of room temperature, isn't it?
What is urine temperature or coffee?
Urine temperature is kind of room temperature, I feel. isn't it? I know it's body temperature.
Yeah, it's a good point. In fact, it might be one way, because I'm at the moment looking for a thermometer for my son, because I'm worried that my son might have the virus, which I don't think he does. I think he's just got a cold, but obviously you have to take a temperature. We don't have a proper thermometer at home.
No.
Perhaps I could just get him to piss in something and then take the temperature of that.
But...
No.
Bella says no, and she's absolutely right.
There's also, and I'm aware we're going, but if I were to give you smash with sausages...
Lovely. Even as you say it, I'm excited.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And there it is, all steaming like in the Beano. Yeah. And it's and you're tucking in with some tomato sauce, or
yeah, possibly. Although some people would say don't have tomato sauce for something like that. Have great.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But I think tomato sauce, if you're going to go the full Beano.
What do you like about that?
I like mashed potato and sausages.
Yeah. What else do you like about it? Here it comes. I've put it in front
it's
of
hot.
You. Yes. Of course.
I thought that's where you might be heading.
Yeah, because not...
But you wouldn't like me to be saying...
But wait.
You like it, Tim, right? You're enjoying the idea of that, and that'd be ruined for you by someone saying, here's your hot meal.
There's two directions I want to go in.
Oh, really?
Nobody else does.
Sure?
Nobody else does. One is, yes, I find it annoying that someone would say to me, oh, that looks nice and hot.
That's hot.
That looks nice and hot.
I would say that. They might say, do you want a hot meal? Right, in the way that you're talking
about. I've got one in front of me.
Before it's appeared, they might say, oh, Tim, you look a bit peaky. I tell you what, you need a hot meal, right? And that's when you don't like
that
it,
would put
right?
Me on edge.
I don't believe anyone, having put it down, would say that looks nice and hot. They would say tasty.
Yeah. Okay, but if, I suppose all I mean is if someone said, oh, what a nice hot meal. I would find that
upsetting,
intrusive. Yeah, put me on edge.
Yeah,
that would definitely put me on edge.
Really,
even though
it's still quite unpacked why you don't like it.
I don't know.
It implies.
What was it like? It was lovely. Was it hot? Anything like that would
well,
be.
Well, having said that,
nice
I can't believe
meal.
We're still talking about this, but because I keep on wanting to move off
I've got
about
another direction.
It. Having said that, if it was actually cold,
yeah,
you who don't like the discussion of like the hot meal
no, like
would be
being,
in slight trouble.
I don't like
because
it being
you'd have to
out.
Express that there was something about it you didn't like. Right, you'd have to say, oh, is it a bit cold?
Right.
And then someone would say, oh, I suppose you want it really hot, don't you? And you're like, well, no, because I don't...
No way, stop invading my space, is what I feel.
Yeah, well, if that was a restaurant, I mean, I know most restaurants don't serve smash and sausage and peas, but let's imagine it's a restaurant.
Some of them probably do now, don't they?
In the Beano's,
yeah.
In the Beano,
yeah.
Right? And
no,
you
you're
say,
right.
You say, this is cold, and someone says, I'm sorry, sir, I know what you like is a nice hot meal. You'd say, no!
I'd say, leave me alone, I'm getting claustrophobic. Well, should we leave it as it is? No, I want it, you know.
I can't say it, because it depresses me, but you know how I want it.
It does depress me.
Not cold.
But I suppose the other point I was going to make was if, so you like the sausage, you like it being cold. Hot.
You're going to make another point, you really are.
You like it hot.
Yes.
Right. Over the course of eating...
Yeah.
Eating your smash...
Yeah. It gets colder. It gets less hot.
But you'll keep eating it.
Yeah. What are you saying?
You'll keep eating it even when it's cold.
Well, and so, well, actually, this is the thing about food.
Yes,
which
somehow,
is it gets colder.
But, right, but if you ate your smash cold,
yeah,
you wouldn't really think twice about it. You'd still be chatting away, talking about
the robots you're talking to.
Talking about, if I then said, "Oh, can I just swap that for another one, which is the same temperature as what you're eating?" You'd go, "Oh my god, this is cold."
Sorry.
So
no, well, I sometimes myself.
You will eat your own.
If I'm on my own or at home, so obviously we couldn't do this at a dinner party or whatever.
Right.
But if I'm on my own and halfway through a meal, I think, oh no, this has gone cold. I will go and put it in
will
the microwave,
you?
The half plate.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's it. Because my experience is that
you know what? I like a nice hot meal.
I never don't say it. Give it to yourself. Like
even,
I do.
Even half of a hot meal, I like.
No, but I think what happens, you eat. You can eat something, and maybe you're chatting. And you realise that what you're eating is basically cold.
Yes.
But it's sort of all right because it's work in progress. Whereas if you were to swap that with exactly the same meal at that temperature, you go, oh, I can't eat this, it's cold.
Do we like... I mean, I remember Giles Corran,
do you know what I mean?
A food critic, once saying that he's not at all bothered about food being hot, and that's just a kind of weird myth that we think food has to be hot. And
yes.
That, in fact, it'll often taste better
room
cold,
temperature.
So
yeah.
Room temperature or whatever. I mean... Okay, so cheese, right?
Right.
Can't believe we've got to this. Because I really want us to play the smash advert and atmosphere. But before we do that, I'll tell you one thing, which is I find cheese, or indeed most foods, straight out of the fridge to be too cold.
Cheese or most foods?
Well, most foods that come straight out of the fridge.
Yeah, too cold.
Too cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But particularly cheese. So I can't be bothered to wait for cheese to get to room temperature.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
I microwave it. I microwave
to
it
you?
Yeah, for 8 seconds. I did this yesterday. I had cheese and crackers.
Wow.
So I would put the cheddar on a cracker and on a plate.
On the cracker in the microwave?
Yes.
Right.
Well, I think it's easier on a cracker.
Yeah, no, I've tried it. I've never tried cheese in the microwave.
And you don't put it in for long.
No.
Unless you do want it to melt.
Right.
And obviously
so
some people
five
might
seconds,
want that.
10 seconds?
About 8 seconds. It takes quite a lot of judgment.
Because you don't want to turn it into a hot meal.
You don't want a hot meal, which would depress you. And I don't want it to be like a block of cheddar to be actually runny unless I want it to be microwave cheese on cracker. Anyway,
this has been fascinating.
Anyway, what I was hoping for
about
2 or 3 days ago was that we would listen either to the Smash advert or to Russ Abbott's What an Atmosphere.
Well, we're going to do both.
Okay, good.
Did you discover what the Earth people eat? They eat a great many of these. They peel them with their metal knives. Boil them for 20 of their minutes. Then they smash them all to bits. They are clearly the most primitive people.
That must be the sort of basic advert there, because there were other ones, but
what
you've done, that'll do,
is
the basic concept, which is a brilliant concept, actually, from an advertising point of view, forgetting about the robots for a second, because clearly they sat around and said, okay, this is basically water and shit potato granules. How do we make it better than potatoes? That's what happened. Because it isn't better than potatoes.
No,
potatoes is nicer, almost definitely better for you, and doesn't taste of sort of water and depressing 1970s schools. So, therefore, someone said, I know, let's create the idea that people are idiots and backwards for cooking potatoes the normal way.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's almost, if I remember my economics, it's like a Giffen good. A Giffen good is a good... Normally you would expect as your income goes up, you buy more of something.
Yes.
So you'd buy more coffee or, you know, bread or whatever.
Certainly at the moment, dried pasta, toilet roll.
But a Giffen good, if I remember rightly, the demand for it goes down as your income goes up. So it's like... You're actually happy to move away from it.
Oh, I see.
I think the classic was black bread in Germany, like it's all peasant bread.
It's the opposite of, from my economics A level, the article of ostentation.
Oh.
Do you know that?
That rings a bell, but
yes,
I can't remember.
Yes, there's something called an article of ostentation, which is really caviar or diamonds or whatever, which is, as the price goes up, the demand for it goes up.
Goes up, yes, yes,
because people think, well, I want this to be expensive because it shows that I'm rich.
Right. So as you say, you'd say MASH.
Smash is definitely not an article of ostentation.
No, it feels like it's cheap. And
it's an article of shitness.
It's an article of shitness.
Yeah.
but they've done something very clever as well, because particularly when you see it, because they're robots and it's the 1970s, and I don't think we've had Star Wars yet, but it's still space age.
Yes.
They've made it
feel... We've had David Bowie.
They made it feel very future-facing.
We've had Space Oddity.
Yeah, it's very future fit. It's like
Major,
robots.
Major Tom's outside that
exactly.
place.
Exactly. It's spaceships.
So I'd love a hot meal.
But don't... I should have kept that to myself. Just a meal. Even meal is annoying, isn't it? Food.
Can we hear What an Atmosphere by Russell?
Oh, right.
Sorry.
You don't want any more on that?
No.
I think is Russ Abbott's Atmosphere.
I'm worried about you hearing anything about temperature now. I'm worried that Russ saying that the air is cool might have put you
cool
off.
Cool is okay. No, no, no. If he said, and then we'll sit down for a hot meal, out. But what I've realised now
it's
is you're...
It will, though.
What?
Well, it might be canapés. I don't know. It's the 80s. It's
you're absolutely right. It's I love a party with a happy atmosphere. I'd forgotten that. But that's because...
Because actually, an atmosphere can be quite bad.
No, and you're right.
You can cut the air with a knife. That's a bad atmosphere.
But the reason... And this is not an expression, this is not because I hate it, I'm sort of indifferent to it. It's sort of a cheap 80s song as well.
Yeah.
So I don't hate it, but what I'm about to tell you
is... Be surprised
is,
if you either hate it or loved it.
Right, but that I'm glad you agree with that, because I mean, it's going to sound like when I tell you...
As opposed to, I'd like a hot meal, that you hate that.
No, I don't, I like having a hot meal.
No, that's what I'm
like
saying, would you like a hot meal?
I don't want to acknowledge it, I don't want you to acknowledge it. When I tell you this, that I'm glad you understand I don't hate it, but in my mind, presumably since that came out in sort of 1984... Yeah, 1984.
Yeah.
In my mind, when I sing it, it's atmosphere. I love a fucking party with an atmosphere. Right. And that's what I hear.
Is that what you sung back then?
Just what I hear in my head when I hear it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it in a sort of like...
For anyone who doesn't know, which again might be a few of our listeners, Russ Abbott was a family entertainer.
Yeah.
And it's very unlikely he would have had a hit called I Love a Party with a Fucking Atmosphere.
And I'm not trying to pretend that I thought that was a lyric, obviously. And I'm not trying to... diss Russ Abbott. Just in my mind, it scans so brilliantly that I'm thinking, I love a fucking party with an atmosphere.
It does.
And then I thought, and what I've told myself is, obviously, he doesn't swear, I'm just sort of, that's... So it's, I love a party with an atmosphere. But in fact, to scan properly, you need to take the fucking out.
Yes, you do.
And it's happy.
Happy, yes, that's correct.
So that's why...
Well, does he explain what kind of party he's talking about?
Oh, what an atmosphere.
Yeah.
I love a party with a happy atmosphere.
I think we've heard that bit,
Let
but in the verse, is there anything about the type of party he's thinking of?
Dancing in the cool night air... I love a party with Hammers, it's quite repetitive.
Right.
Now we're all, this probably is the middle eight, now we're out here all together, everybody's hand in hand, we can make it last forever, not true, while when we're dancing with the gang.
Oh, the gang. All the gang are there. I sort of imagine that's Kenny Lynch and Cannon and Ball.
Here's an interesting, yeah.
You know, all the guys who were big in the 80s.
There's a sort of interesting two lines which, well, you've got your favourite records and Frankie's got his band.
Who's Frankie?
Don't know, that's the point.
Is it as Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Could be, but it's 90, it could be. But that seems...
God, his favourite record of Frankie's
always
been...
Or does he mean
Frank
Sinatra?
Something I always like, Reason Mortimer are very good at doing this, where there'll be a reference to something that you feel, well, I don't know who that is, but in a song, there'll be a name or whatever. Right. That's a very good example of it.
Yeah.
Like, Frankie, who is Frankie? Yeah. Are we meant to know who Frankie is?
It's,
Frankie's got his band.
Because everything else is, we'll be in the cool night air, we're dancing, it literally keeps repeating itself, and that's the one bit. You've got your favourite records, and Frankie's got his band.
I love a part... Where is he from, Russ Abbott? Russ
Chester.
Abbott. Chester. So he's sort of Mancunian. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's Lancashire, isn't it?
Chester...
I don't know. Is it Cheshire? Chester is Cheshire, isn't it? Not Lancaster.
Cheshire, like, yeah.
It's Cheshire. So, I wonder if we can put on Atmosphere by Joy Division, but we can sing it like Russ Abbott would.
I would love to do that. I did want, but maybe you don't want to take this detour.
No,
play
I have
you
to take
a George
detour.
Michael song that's really annoying.
Really annoying, okay.
I can tell you how to make
I mean, you know, he's dead and his relatives may be upset by
it's
you
a brilliant
dissing
song.
Him. But yeah.
But what I found the other day...
Which George... I know most George Michael songs.
No, of course.
Which one are you talking about?
Praying for Time.
Oh, I know that
beautiful
song.
Yeah. I tell you what is hard not to do once you've heard it, but really frustrating is singing the Beatles Something along to it. It almost says, oh, we're almost about to literally do something, so it changes in a way that just brings you up short. So
she moves.
Still good.
Bless
me like no other lover. then it just stops you.
It changes
it's
there.
Really annoying. And then you think, okay, there you go.
She moves.
Affects me like no other love.
It's annoying. It's annoying really every annoying. Single time. Yes. It is annoying, except you could fix it very quickly by putting on a karaoke version of something. If you wanted to sing something, you could put on something.
You could.
That's what I'm saying.
But to me, it's like those, like Two Ronnies songs where they do a pastiche of a song and you think, it's really clever because it is it, but it's different.
Yes.
And if he was doing a pastiche of something, that's what you'd do.
Well, it's almost like a Two Ronnies song as well, in that what the Two Ronnies would do a lot with those
songs. Another 70s reference.
Yeah. Is they would have a word at the end of the first verse that would be something like buck or possibly, you know, sick.
Yes.
And you would think, oh no, they're going to say dick or they're going to say fuck. And then they would somehow find a way of not doing that. And it's sort of a similar experience in some ways to that being not the tune you want it to be.
Yes.
Because at some level, I think, particularly when I was a kid, I was sort of like slightly disappointed that Ronnie Barker had said, instead of saying, you know, and so and so fuck, he would say, and so I've had to put my glasses on, or whatever he would do. That's a terrible example, but you know what I mean?
But they did a similarly, it's that thing about a couple of like, and in Pissingdon, you'll need an umbrella, that stuff.
They did do that.
That can be quite clever.
Oh, yeah, no, and obviously funny. It can be very clever.
But you're saying you just wanted the dick joke.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, that would be the joke. It's a lot of the time they would look to camera in a kind of, oh, no, no.
Yes.
And it would almost be a sense of sort of like panic as well, particularly on 70s television.
Yes.
Oh, no, Ronnie Barker is heading for a proper swear word. Mm, mm. And then there would be a laughter, which is almost the laughter of relief, when, oh, no, he hasn't said fuck.
Yes.
They found a way around it. Anyway, I think we should give it a go with what? With
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere by Joy Division.
I don't know if I
can't. Now, hang on, before we go for it, we should work on our Russ Abbott impression. Okay, so
how will we sing?
So he's from Cheshire.
God.
So I just I do a very bad standard Northern.
Go on.
Which would just be Russ Abbott.
God, that really is bad.
It is bad.
I mean,
Russ Abbott.
I love a party with an atmosphere.
Yeah, he doesn't sound at all like that, did he? In fact, if anything, when Russ was singing Atmosphere, I noticed this, not the Joy Division song, is he's got a slightly posher voice than normal.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, here's my smooth singing voice on an atmosphere.
I love a party with...
But let's imagine Russ Abbott is Russ Abbott, the nightclub comedian.
I love a party with an atmosphere.
Yes, so let's... Okay. That's good. Let's go for that with Atmosphere by Joy Division.
If you guess how many to the... Actually, accurately, I can tell you it's a 8-figure number.
Right, an 8-figure
number. The number of streams of Atmosphere...
Hits.
Yeah, hits. Genuinely, I'll give you everything I own. I'm actually a bit nervous because there is a possibility you can get it.
There is. I mean, it would be very, very, very unlikely.
It's very unlikely, but it's still possible.
9. I'm already wrong.
What?
The first number is 9.
I'm not going to tell you until you got to the end.
Oh, that's
but I can
ridiculous.
Tell you.
Because if I got it wrong already, you may as well tell me.
I can tell you that I've not stopped being worried.
9. Is it an 8-figure number? No, so I'm just going to read out the digits because I can't work out what that is in terms of million or whatever. 9, 7.
Hang on, have you got?
8,
you can't see where? Can you?
4.
What?
3, 6.
What?
2.
What's the wait? Where's the last one?
2, 5.
You are fucking kidding me. Can you see it? No, hang on. No. Sorry.
What was it?
29,917,961.
Okay.
You didn't get a single number right.
I did. I said. I mean, I didn't say what order they were in. Can we go back on it?
I mean, that's
I got all the right numbers,
of all the
just
things
not
you did,
in the right order.
That's
keep the 70s thing going.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll give you one chance to rearrange them now.
No, let's have a go. Let's let's sing this.
Here we go.
In silence.
This is precisely the sort of party I do not like. I made that very, very clear.
Don't walk away. In silence. Come on, don't walk away.
Frankie!
See the danger!
This is not how I remember Frankie's band at all.
Always danger. I mean, this is not at all a happy atmosphere. If anything, it's a kind of public information film that I probably did voice over in the 1970s. Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Anyway.
This is some of our weakest material ever delivered. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And in a way, the world may end to this.
Yeah.
Not to us singing that. which would be terrible.
Well, we wish Ian and Joy Division. All our listeners.
All our listeners.
Stay safe.
Stay safe and listen to Joy Division.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.